Grow My Cleaning Company teaches owners of cleaning companies just like you how to grow your company, make more money, and finally take charge of your financial future and your life. This podcast is about automating and creating systems that give you time and money freedom so you can grow like crazy without losing control. Since this is totally free, if you're getting tons of value, want to support us and make sure that you get more of the good stuff, subscribe, rate, and review to this podcast today. Now, on to the show. Hey, what's up, Cleaning Nation? I am so excited to see you. Let me get all my junk here going. I am back and ready to go. Last time we talked, if you guys were here, I was in San Diego at an amazing conference with some amazing people learning some amazing stuff. And I have been so excited to come back and hang out with you guys. And I have got so much I want to share. It's going to be hard to keep it down to just the 20 minutes we usually hang out with. So let's jump in and get this party started. Today, we are talking about how to grow your cleaning company, do client attraction systems for your cleaning company for every budget, right? I hear a lot things like, I don't have any money, I can't do it, whatever. So we're going to talk about how to never use as an excuse, I don't have any money as a reason to not grow your cleaning company. It sucks because as we do this, we record these. This is how we do our podcasts and the videos. But no one's ever on right at the beginning, so I hate getting into the good stuff because the thing builds. But you know what? Forget it. For those of you that are on listen to the recording, we're going to jump into this. And for those of you that come in late, you're just going to have to listen to the replay to get the beginning. So let's talk about how to grow your cleaning company and the absolute myth, the garbage, the lie, the not truth that you have to have a bunch of money to grow your cleaning company. The reality is so many of you, and I talk to you day in and day out, is your business is not growing the way that you know it can. You feel there's opportunity coming out of every pore. I hear it all the time. I'm so smart. I'm so good at this. Once you get me in front of a customer, I'm great. They love me. Our customers are so happy. We've got good Google reviews. We're all this good stuff. And there's so much opportunity. There's really two big reasons that stop people. One is they're too daggum busy cleaning. And if that's you, we've got a bunch of other cool stuff about that we talk about in other episodes. So we talk about that all the time. I'm going to give you the short version here. The short version is stop cleaning. If you are cleaning, you're cleaning, you're cleaning. If you're cleaning, if you're in your cleaning business and you're cleaning anything other than your own house, I wouldn't even clean my own house. You're not growing. It's really, really, really hard to grow a cleaning business while you are a cleaner. It's almost impossible. So step one, if you want to grow a cleaning company with no money, is stop cleaning. And I know same thing. I don't have the money to stop cleaning. I'll have to pay the people. Well, if you just stop cleaning and sit on your butt and eat bonbons and watch TV, you might not have the money to stop cleaning. But if you take the time you were cleaning and start doing client attraction systems like we're going to talk about, you will have all the money that you need. You'll actually make a ton more money cleaning than you will do anything else. Hey, Jeremy, good to have you, buddy. All right. So the reality is if we don't get this right, this ability to attract clients on demand on as we want them, this will cost you your opportunity that you've been given. So many of you, I talk to your geniuses. You've got so much to offer your teams and your community and your customers and your employees and your prospective employees, but you're stuck because you don't know how to get customers, or you tell yourself lies that I don't have any money, or I'm not very good at this, or I tried marketing before and it didn't work, and now I'm going to keep my business exactly where it is. So the problem is growth has all the good things that we need that you desperately want. Fun things like being able to get more customers, right? That, a lot of people are like, I don't have money, so I can't get new customers. Well, the reason you don't have any money is because you don't have any customers, right? So once we start getting new customers, then we have money. We can use that money to attract more clients, to hire better employees, to have better equipment, to blow the clients away with the results that you have, to do surprise and delight. I know all of you, or not all of you, but so many of you that I talk to, all the ones I talk to, have this beautiful picture of an organized, systematized business that is just so sleek. People want to come from all over the world to see it, and they're proud of their employees, and they're proud of their organization, and their friends and family are like in awe of the amazing business that you have. And the thing that stops that is money. A lot of time people think it's, if I just work harder, build some sort of systems. It's money, money, money. It takes money to build systems. It takes money to attract the good people. It takes money to blow away your clients and your employees with the experience that's amazing. Hey, Jeremy, good to have you, buddy. So all that money comes from clients, and all those clients come from having a client attraction system. Hey, Rachel, good to have you. So we're going to dive into that right now. Let's start with that first one I hit right off the bat that will kill you. That nonsense, that absolute evil lie from the pit of hell of I tried marketing before and it didn't work. So I guess I'm just going to have to keep my business exactly the way it is because I can't afford marketing. The truth of the matter, the reality of the matter is it wasn't that you tried marketing, didn't work and you're broke. So now you have to be stuck forever. Because if it was, quit, right? If that was the only option, I tried marketing once and it didn't work. So now I can never do Facebook or Google Ads or direct mail or email or whatever marketing we're going to talk about today. And it didn't work. If that was the case, well, then I guess you just better quit, right? I didn't even have this in my notes, but I only get 100% of my customers from repeat referral. People get all excited and they kind of brag about that. The problem, hey, Caitlin in the house. Caitlin is a human being that makes me really happy. She's one of my millionaire mastermind people. And she and her kiddos and her husband are amazing human beings. So good to have you, Caitlin. And if anyone wants to talk to someone really smart, Caitlin's one of the most coachable, amazing human beings I know. So if you can find her in Cleaning Nation, you would do well to say hey and make a relationship if you could. Okay. So what we were talking about, crap, I forgot. It was so important. Everyone says, blah, blah, blah. I don't have money. I tried it before, so I'm going to keep it where it is. The reality is one of three things happened. Either you weren't talking to the right people, right? So a lot of times we're awesome in helping owners of cleaning companies grow. But if I just walk out my front door right now and start screaming, I can help you grow your cleaning company. My neighbors aren't going to be interested. I could put a billboard up. I could buy a Super Bowl ad, right? Everyone talks about how amazing Super Bowl ads are and how many eyeballs. The reality is I might buy a Super Bowl ad for $5 million and have 100 million people see it or whatever that looks like. And of those 100 million, there might be 4,000. I don't know, making it up. Just a couple thousand people that would see my ad. And I might have to have each one of those people spend hundreds. It just wouldn't make any sense because it's not the Super Bowl ads don't work, right? People make fortunes on Super Bowl ads. But if it's the wrong person, it doesn't work. So, and we've got a son of a from the, I think she's from somewhere else because it's awesome. And she says, hello, hello, hello. I think it's son of a, I'm dying to hear where you're from because you've got a beautiful name and I'm sure I'm murdering it. So my apologies to not doing your name great. So we have to move on to, if you have the whole, I tried marketing, didn't work. It's because you either weren't speaking to the right people, right? You didn't say the right thing, right? Even if I had all the owners of every cleaning company in the world come up here, if I started talking about, how to get a job and get promoted at your job, I'm probably not going to have a lot of work or a lot of response because these people don't want jobs, right? You guys want to build your own company. So I might have an amazing product that can help everybody get $20,000 a year more at the job that they had, by getting a raise from their boss. If I'm telling that message to owners of cleaning companies, it's not going to help, right? So we have to have the right people, the right message. And the medium is really important. So once you know who your people are and what you say, and that thing has to speak to their pain, right? The reason you guys respond to me is I know how desperate you are to have the time and money freedom that got you in this business. I know how smart you are. I know how hardworking you are. I know how if you just had a system and the right mindset, you could change the world. So those are the three things. And what we need to, so all this is going to be a mindset shift from, I know you're like, I thought we were talking about marketing. Well, guess what? Marketing is all about mindset and really understanding who, what you need to think and what your customers need to think and how to make those things happen. So that's what we're going to dive into. So if your mindset is, I tried marketing, it didn't work, therefore I'm going to keep my business exactly where it is, you are setting yourself up for failure. I might have the keys to the kingdom and you'll never know because you will never invest in it, right? The reality is the right way, the more effective way that's going to actually make you money and help you have the impact that you want in the world is to say, I tried marketing and I didn't get the results that I wanted. So I was either talking to the wrong people or I had the wrong message or I had the wrong medium. I was communicating in a way that, you know, if I put my message to the phone, the yellow pages, I don't think my audience, you guys, owners of cleaning companies are there. I do it on Facebook Lives and podcasts because that's where you guys are. That's how you all learn. So the right mindset that's going to make you money and make you effective and make you happy and make you successful is I tried marketing, but obviously I did either had the wrong message or was trying to talk to the wrong people or I put it in the wrong place. And I'm all I need to do to make this crazy effective is to have the right message to the right people in the right place, which is what we try and help you guys do at Cleaning Nation every day. So the next thing is I don't have any money, right? So, okay, fine. I tried marketing before and I'm willing to try it again, but I'm broke. So, you know, and I could just see you guys out there, you know, folding your arms, explain, I can't, you know, it's so frustrating when I talk to people and I'm having to talk them into the fact that they could be successful. It's actually possible. So uncross your arms just for 5 or 10 minutes out there, whether you're live or on the podcast or the video, just think maybe this guy knows what he's talking about. Maybe he's actually built several multi-million-dollar businesses and maybe he really wants to help me and can help me. And just for the next 20 minutes, I'm going to listen. So we got to move from, I don't have any money. I'm going to keep my business where it is to the understanding, the bigger picture of, if your marketing works, if your client attraction works, your budget is unlimited. Okay. So let's just take it with the residential cleaners. And this is a great point because I have so many people say they tried it and didn't work. And we get down to details and it did work, right? So let's say you're a residential cleaning company and your average twice a month cleaning is $300. That means if your cost of goods sold are half, like I coach you to be, that means you get $150 in profit, right? So some people will go, yeah, I spent $200 on this thing and I only got one customer. Well, let's look at that. If you spend $200 on a customer and that customer is going to bring you $300 a month, and again, if you're cleaning, you're in the profit. Well, you're not really in the profit because you have to do all this time. But the reality is if you spend $200 to get this client or even $300 to get a client, you're like, well, I only make half of that because I have to pay my cleaners $150. I get that. But the lifetime value of that customer, say you just have this customer for 2 years. $150 times a year is $1,800 times $3,600. If it costs you $200 or $300 to get that client, that's actually a huge win. So first and foremost, we got to understand when we say not working, we want to go by numbers, right? Bring the data, not the drama. So we know when we say, is it working or not working, we want to have that be math, not just a feeling of that ad made me sad or it feels like it didn't work. Maybe it did, maybe it didn't, but we want to judge that by the numbers, not by our feelings. So the beautiful thing is, let's say, and we do this all that, we can help you do this, it's not a big problem. Let's say for that $300 a month account with $150 in gross margin, let's say we could get you those for $50, right? So it costs you $50 to get that. Well, every time you got you spent $50, you'd get $150 in gross margin back and $300 in cash back. Well, shoot, if that was the case, what would your budget be for that lead source? It'd be as much as you could honestly hire, right? If you gave me $50 and I gave you a new $300 customer, I give you $300 check back and said, okay, now over the next month, because again, you should be billing in advance. Another thing we talk about, but if you gave me $50 as an advertiser and you got $300 today to clean their people for a month, and you're going to get that $300 every month until something happens, how big would your advertising budget would be? Millions, right? You could do that over and over and over again until, you know, obviously at some point we need to hire and our systems won't work. But, so the reality is our marketing budget is only limited to the amount of money we have when our ability to get customers is limited. So when you've got the ability to get the customers on demand, that is $1 million skill, right? It's just $1 million skill, and it works in every business, right? You know, I had a car dealership. I have this company. I had a construction company. Obviously, I had a service master commercial cleaning company. People are people, right? And that's the other thing is people, oh, this won't work in my area. I'm in San Diego. This won't work here. I'm in Canada. I'm in whatever. Guess what? The mindset, the psychology, as long as you're dealing with other human beings that have needs and wants and desires, the concepts work. So that's $1 million skill. All right. The next thing is, I'm still scared, right? Like even because I want to be square with you guys. You guys know as well as I do, we do test stuff and it doesn't work. So you might go, well, I've got $1,000 I could spend on marketing, or I don't have any money, but I could find $1,000 or $5,000. I guarantee you, if I said, hey, whoever's out there, I have a system that every time you give me $50, I'll give you $300. And you didn't have a dollar in your bank account, not even one, you would find $1,000 or $5,000, you know, but I said, hey, you need $5,000 to start. You'd find it, right? So the reality is you're not getting resourceful because you don't have the confidence in the systems and the right mindset to be successful. So the key is not to give up on marketing or not to use the weak excuse about I don't have any money. The key is to get so locked in your skill and your skill set and the system and process you're going to use to client traction that you know it works, so you can afford to invest the money and you can have the confidence, right? So a lot of times it's not the lack of finances. This is America, man. Like most of us wake up with, you know, a roof over our heads and enough food in the pantry for a week. We don't even have to worry about that. So saying we don't have money to put into marketing really means I don't have money to waste on marketing. And again, that just means we're not good at marketing. So I really want to encourage you. It's not about the money. It's about your ability. If you can market, I promise there's money to be found. So that said, I'm going to give you just a couple. So the good news is for those of you that still are like, it's not that I'm broke, blah, 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 are still scared. And that's a mindset thing that we'd have to talk one-on-one. It's going to take longer than 20 minutes. There are some free stuff, right? We can knock on doors. We can use the telephone. And just to be ridiculous, it's like, there really is no free ways, because it's like, well, I mean, I guess maybe knocking on doors, but then you're going to have to write a bid and that's going to cost money because you need a printer and paper, right? If you're going to do telemarketing yourself, you need a phone. So that costs money. If you're going to email people, you need a computer. So I guess you could go to the library and make a Gmail account. So I guess it is mindset and creativity. The more you are, hey, Dallas Campbell, one of our former or alumni members, love that guy. One of my favorite Texas people. Good to see you, buddy. So there's plenty of ways like that. But the reality is, again, and they will work just as well as the things that have money. It's just, again, Is you knocking on doors or cold calling or cold emailing people better than cleaning? Yes, you'll get a much better return on that investment. Is it the best way or a scalable, dependable, repeatable way to grow your business? Not really. So we want to make sure that as soon as possible, once we've got those systems and processes in place, whether it's email or phone call, and again, we teach a lot of other stuff. I'm much more into attracting clients as opposed to chasing clients. But the trick is, even if you are going to do stuff that's free, because usually, it's always time or money, right? If you've got time, you can, I guess you can kind of do the free marketing, just eat your time. Once you have money, you can pay for someone else's time, and it's a lot better. So the reality is there are free ways to start, but even with those, you want to outsource those as quickly as possible to other people doing it and start spending the money. The beautiful thing is once you've got the, let me see. I want to make sure I've got it. If anyone's got any questions, feel free to hit him and I'll hit him before we go. The big thing I want to get you is, having talked to lots and lots of people, there are really two things that stops people from getting what they need. One is fear, which is, you know, we call it mindset, but that's fear. I am afraid I'm not smart enough. I'm afraid people won't respond. I'm afraid if they do respond, something bad will happen. I'm afraid I'll waste money. There's all these fears where you're focusing on results that you don't want. And when you focus on that, you're going to get the exact thing that you're focusing on, right? The reality is when we focus on the thing that we do want, it's easier to find a way for that to happen. So if we focus on, we absolutely have to grow and we're going to do it, we'll start getting creative ways to find the right people and find the right medium and find the right message for them, because we'll start talking with them and we'll get results. But if we're constantly thinking, what if I lose money? You'll probably lose money. Or if you're constantly coming from a fear thing, then that's where you're going to go. And guess what? I'll give you a trick to marketing. You're going to lose money. Sometimes you do. But the reality is, if you can have just three or four or five systems to bring in clients, whether one's telemarketing or we talk about automated client attraction where Facebook Lives like this, or funnels on your website, or paid traffic or organic traffic or doing events or direct mail, or there's a thousand ways to do it. Even if it costs you 10 grand over a year to get just two or three of them, just one of those working, each one of those could be $1 million funnel. This company that we built here, we do it just a couple ways. So once you've got a funnel, once you have the ability to create a client attraction system, that can be worth millions and millions of dollars. So if we focus on the outcome, all of a sudden investing 5 or 10 grand in your own business or your own funnels, and some of it getting quote unquote wasted, is not a big deal. I'm sure you guys have heard this quote where Albert Einstein had failed like 10,000 times. And he was a newspaper reporter said, "Hey, are you discouraged? Are you ready to quit? It's been 10,000 times you try to figure out how to make a light bulb and it hasn't worked. Are you ready to give up?" He said, "No, I found 10,000 ways a light bulb doesn't work." And that's extremely valuable, right? So had he said, "Yeah, I'm going to give up, that's too much," I'm guessing we'd all be here in the dark and we certainly wouldn't have the internet, I'm guessing. But he had it right? So even if you invest in marketing, say you said, "I've spent money on marketing and it didn't work." The right question is, why didn't it work? And what did I learn from that? So there's lots of ways to look at that. And you could say they're all correct. One could be, "I wasted money and that Facebook ad sales guy screwed me, or the Yelp guy screwed me," or whatever. He took advantage and, you know, blame, right? And I guess that could be the truth. You could also look at it as, wow, I just invested in my own marketing education. And what have I learned? You know, say I spent $500 or $1,000 on it. What would I have to learn from that lesson to make that $1,000 worth it, right? You've already paid for the education. You've already paid for the tuition, right? When you graduate college, you could go, "I didn't learn anything. That sucked." And that could be a reality. Or you could dive down and go, "Wow, I spent so many hours in class. What did I learn that I can apply?" So I'm really going to encourage you, when you invest in marketing, don't look at it as wasting money then it doesn't work. Look at it as investing in yourself and your business and your skill set. And I've probably learned more from the money I invested that I didn't get a return on than the ones that I did, right? You know, another story, they talk about the plumber that comes out and charges you, you got a leak or you got something, he just bangs on your pipe for like 12 seconds and hands your bill for $300. And you're like, "You were here for 5 minutes. How can you charge me $300? He goes, "You're not paying $300 for the 5 minutes I was here. You're paying $300 for the 20 years it took me to know where to bang on the pipe," right? So same with marketing. If you look at it as, you know, "I spent that money and it didn't work and it sucks and I'm never going to be able to grow," then you're stuck. If you look at it as, "Wow, I invested in myself. I invested in my business. I've learned how to track my return on investment." That's a huge investment. That's a huge knowledge. Just like even on this one we talked about at the beginning, maybe you spent $200 or $300 to get a client. We thought it was is a loser, but it wasn't. You actually made money off of it. So hey, we got a lot of Hayes out there. Steven, Noemi, hello, nice to see you guys. And Caitlin says Thomas Edison. I forget who I said, but I apparently didn't say Thomas Edison. Anyway, I don't know what that means. But all that to say is, as important as it is, and of course, you know, in our clean profit method, what we do is help you get the tactical, technical, here's exactly what to do to grow your cleaning company. That's super valuable. But if you go into it going, if I lose one nickel, I've got screwed and I quit, or this won't work, or this never works, or, you know, I'm willing to go with how I feel, not with the reality of the situation. There's so many beliefs that are going to stop you and keep you from success much faster than the system. So the two things that you need are the system and the mindset. The good news is once you have that strong mindset, you've got systems and processes that work, you can be successful at any budget. I would every time, if I had a multimillionaire that would maybe inherited the money, because multimillionaires that earn the money always have great mindsets. They always find and invest in the best system. So I'm going to assume he inherited or she inherited it. That guy with a bad mindset that believes nothing's going to work, or someone that was flat butt broke and didn't even have two nickels, or couldn't afford to pay attention, couldn't finance a Big Mac with a coupon, that kind of guy or gal, but they had a powerful mindset and they were ready to grow and they understood what they were committed to growth no matter what. I'll take the broke person with the right mindset, the powerful mindset, the successful mindset over the rich guy or gal with a weak mindset, because that's going to kill it every time. Oh, Whitney says, I said Albert Einstein. Thank you, Cleaning Nation, for lovingly. Yeah, to the best of my knowledge, I don't think that Albert Einstein invented even one light bulb. So sorry, Mr. Edison, if you're great. if the spirit of Mr. Edison is listening, I did not need to give your credit to Albert Einstein. Anyway, you guys get the point. Thanks for putting up with me. So the reality is, it really is a magical combination of systems, which everyone wants. Come give me systems, Mike, give me systems. And it's great. We do that. It's fantastic. But it's also the mindset. If you come to the right systems with the belief that they're not going to work, everything sucks, nothing ever works, blah, 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 that's a great way to fail. That's a great way to just kind of, you know, if I had the cure to cancer, but you didn't believe it would work and you wouldn't take it, I might as well just have nothing. So the systems and the mindset are huge. Once you've got those together, and really encouragement in a community, because really that's what it takes to change mindset, right? It doesn't happen one to many like this, where I'm talking to all of you guys. It's got to happen one to one in a community. That is what we do all day, every day here at Grow My Cleaning Company. If you need help, if you're like, I know I've got so much potential coming out of my ears, I just need help unlocking it. You, my friend, are exactly why we exist, why we do this, because I desperately love helping owners of cleaning companies who are geniuses, but they're mired in beliefs that I can't hire, I can't get customers, it won't work, and they're stuck. If that is you, go to growmycleaningcompany.com right now. You will find a complimentary on-demand training that is the best five shifts I've done on how to get this party started and kind of be a segue into what happens next. And we'll walk you through your entire journey of how to go from stuck and frustrated and knowing you've got all this opportunity and not being able to harness it to having a community and systems and mindset and encouragement and support and all the tools that you need to get the results that you want. So go to growmycleaningcompany.com. In addition to all our podcasts and blogs and all the amazing tools that we have, start with the video right at the top. It's totally complimentary. It has been a life changer for hundreds of people. And again, perfect mindset thing. If you are interested and mildly kind of sort of wouldn't mind if your business got bigger, you can go watch that video and you probably won't have a transformational experience. However, if you are one of the people that say, I won't live one more second like this, I've got to change, I am desperate, I will do what it takes to get the results that I want. And if that's mindset, if that's stepping outside of my comfort zone, whatever I need to do as a person and grow as a person, it's honest to goodness, everyone's like, teach me the systems I need to have $1 million business. And the reality is what we need to do is teach you the person you need to be to have $1 million business. And then the systems will make a ton of sense. But if we teach you the systems and you're unwilling or unable to grow into the person, it won't do any good. So the people that are committed, the people that are the $1 million earners, are the ones that say, hey, there's a resource, I'm going to go get it, and I'm going to start right now. One of two things can happen. It could be transformational, just like I said, and in that case, welcome. Or it could be a total scam, and you'll hopefully still learn something and go, wow, that was, you know, 30 or 40 or whatever minutes of my life, and I didn't get value. What can I learn from that? Again, you'd be the first to say that because everyone really has a good experience. It's the best I know how to do, and I think it's less than an hour. Best training we've got is totally complimentary. Truly nothing to lose other than maybe a bad attitude or being stuck to things that aren't working. So go to growmycleaningcompany.com. I'll look forward to seeing you there. Great, great, great hanging out with you. And we'll talk soon. If I can figure out how to shut. Oh, wait, there it is. Finished. See you guys. Thanks for tuning in to today's show. If you're fired up, ready to grow, and want to see if you have what it takes to work with us at Grow My Cleaning Company, here's what I want you to do right now.
go to growmycleaningcompany.com/talk. That's growmycleaningcompany.com/talk to book an appointment to speak with me personally. I'm going to jump on the phone with you to get you crystal clear on where you are now, where you want to be, and how to get you there. Don't walk around in the dark any longer. If you are serious about growing your cleaning company, it's time to finally get the systems in place that you need to grow. We've helped hundreds of owners of cleaning companies not only grow their business and their personal freedom, but give back to their community as well. If that's what you're looking for, head over to growmycleaningcompany.com/talk and book a time to talk with me personally. I can't wait to get to know you and your business.